In honor of National Pollinator Week, Innovatus Solar will build a pollinator habitat around its planned 80-acre solar farm in Logansport. The farm will be built on the site of a former coal plant and is expected to generate almost as much power. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports we could see more development like this as coal plants shut down in Indiana.
Across the country, utilities are deciding what to do with the land where their coal power plants once sat. David Schlissel works for the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, which researches energy markets. He says building a solar farm can be a good option for utilities because the transmission lines are already there.
So that makes the whole project cheaper. You keep jobs in the community, and the schools don't run out of funding.
Public schools often rely on tax money from things like big power plants, which usually pay more in property taxes. Experts involved in the Logansport project say plants in the pollinator habitat will provide food for farmers' bees and help cool the solar panels, making them more efficient. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.